Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we get to visit with Joan Reiger. Joan tells us a little bit about what it's like inheriting different pieces of land around the Longview area and how she made the land work for her.
I've still got 80 acres out on Country Club Road, Cotton Street, as it passed the loop on the right. And then I've still got 4 acres on Loop 281. I was a Kirkendall, but my daddy's mother was an Acock. And that land on the loop was Acock land. That land on Country Club Road was Kirkendall land. I guess I'm the only one that has my land left. And I have it leased for ag. Because your taxes will be too high unless you've got ag going on. You know Ronnie Buchanan in Hawesville? Buchanan's used to have the sale barn where they sold cattle and stuff here. Well, anyway, Ronnie's older than I am, and he's got my land leased. Therefore, I don't have to pay high taxes because he runs cattle and stuff on my land.
Okay.
That's called what is land management. It's what I manage my land to try to keep the taxes down. A lot of young people don't know anything about land management. One time I had 94. And my brother sold his, so I sold 10 that was in with his. I was the middle child, so I got 3 parcels. Somebody had to take the odds and ends, so I took the odds and ends. My youngest son, he and his wife live in, I still have my house, and they live in my house, and he takes care of my business and makes sure everything's okay, and I pay the utilities on the house, and they live there. It's worth it to me because he looks after things. It's hard work. You worked 365 days a year. Those cows had to be milked twice a day, so we had to stay home and take care of those cattle. You don't go up and leave them. Because if you don't milk them, they'll dry up. In other words, we'll get to where they don't produce any milk. But my mother and daddy saved up the money because, you know, we were contributing to making the money. Mm-hmm. And they sent my sister and I to college. My brother didn't want to go. And cattle and stuff that my mother and daddy had raised. When my grandfather died, my mother and daddy paid his 2 sisters each 1/3 of the value of each of those cows. Cattle that they had raised, my mother and daddy had raised. Now, my mother she didn't think that was right, and it wasn't. But my daddy was one of these people. He always did what was right. Longview's a good place to live, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I live in Longview now, but growing up, I mean, see, Longview was a little bitty when I was growing up. When I was in high school, they had built El Chico's restaurant. It was out on Highway 80 on the east edge of Longview. And you know how at the end of the year organizations will go out to eat and have a meeting and all that? Well, we went to El Chico's because that was about the only, except for little mom and pop places, that was the only real restaurant around here. That was the first one. I don't even know if they have an El Chico's here anymore. They had one at the mall for a while. But, well, we thought we were uptown because we got to go eat at a restaurant.